It is time for our Travel Michigan update. And, we talked today with a guy who's got probably one of the coolest places to go for work every morning. And that's Mark Heppner, who's the president and CEO of the Ford House in Grosse Pointe Shores. Does it amaze you every time you walk into that home of Edsel and Eleanor Ford?
So, Ken, I got to tell you, you hit it on the nose. When I walk here every day and just look out, what I get to see, Lake St. Clair, the beautiful sunrises, there's nothing that beats it. So, yeah, I think I'm pretty fortunate.
Yeah. Built in 1928. It's open year-round, right?
That is correct. We have a new visitor center, which has allowed us to be open year-round and with a lot of amenities.
All right. So describe the house itself and why this estate, essentially, is so special.
Well, absolutely. And thanks again, Ken, for having me on. I really appreciate it. This estate, what a lot of folks might not realize here in the state of Michigan, there's not too many national historic landmarks. And when I say that, I mean these are sites and heritage sites that are deemed by the federal government to be of national significance, and Ford House is one of those. And the main reason it's this historic estate of Edsel Eleanor Ford and the family, it's been maintained impeccably the way it used to be, and we are really dedicated to stewardship of restoration preservation. But just the natural beauty, the architecture, the design, it's a full day experience here.
The estate itself, how do you wander on your own? Are there guided tours? How does that work?
Sure. What I really like is that as a visitor here, and we get visitors, of course, here locally and through the state, but also nationally, internationally, and you have a lot of choices and options. You can just wander the gardens and grounds and over 87 acres and enjoy the beautiful gardens and the natural beauty and the lake, or take tours of the house and the historic buildings for guided tours or self-guided experiences. And we have a lot of specialty tours throughout the year, too.
Now, was this their regular house they lived in, or was this a... Okay.
You know, it's a great question. This was their main residence, and like a lot of... country house estates and people during the teens and 20s that were very lucky to have a main residence like this. They also had other residents throughout the country, but this is what they called home.
All right. So how many people would have taken to run that household?
Oh boy, we get that question a lot, and we're going to be telling that story more in the near future of those who actually maintained and worked here and their lives and their stories. But it could be anywhere up to about 25 people, even more during the summertime with the gardens and maintenance, and if they're entertaining and parties. And so it took a big crew, and it still does today.
I have to empty our own dishwasher at home myself. So.
Me too.
Well, you've got actually kind of a special event coming up next on August 4th, right?
We do. And interesting enough, I just got a text this morning from my key staff member who said the event is just sold out. So I'm going to be talking about this, but I hate to say that now. I found it sold out. We've been working for a long time. One of the things that we're very dedicated, again, is restoration and taking this date back to the 1928-29 appearance, and that the family and Albert Kahn and Jens Jensen, the landscape architect, created. And one of the biggest restorations projects that we've ever undertaken is coming to completion, and that is the restoration of the historic lagoon area in the swimming pool. And just, I'm sure, like you have a beautiful outdoor swimming pool. and so we worked over 2.5 years with Albert Kahn, actually the original architect, the firm, and are really proud to be opening this to the public. Beginning, they had access as part of the regular gardens and grounds tour August 1st, but on August 4th, we're having a major poolside kind of kickoff celebration, which is just going to be spectacular.
So will people actually be able to swim in it too, or no?
Unfortunately, that is the biggest question we get, but our goal is to recreate and to maintain this for the future, and due to liability and just a whole bunch of issues, It will not be used. And even I sometimes look at it and say, I wonder if I could sneak in this and nobody would know, but I think I'd better not.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be a great view. So who actually owns the house now still?
So it is a private operating foundation. It's a 501c3. Called the Edsel Eleanor Ford House Foundation. And so it's a private operating foundation. As the president and CEO, I report to a board of trustees that are comprised of four family members still, because it's still very, very personal to the family. Mm-hmm. It's where Granny, they would come and visit Granny, and so they have their own memories and stories. So that's how we operate it.
Well, sounds very, very cool. FordHouse.org is the website, folks. You get much more information about it. And so do you ever sneak off and take a nap in one of the bedrooms?
You know, I will say there's sometimes temptation, but then when I go up to that beautiful house and see those rooms and stuff, I say, you know, I better not lead by example that way.
Very good. Hey, Mark, thanks for checking in, and good luck with all the tours, and we'll get up there soon and see the new restorations, all right?
Ken, the door's always open to you.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Mark Heppner, President, CEO of FordHouse in Detroit. Well, it's Grosse Pointe Shores, actually, and the restoration that's been going on for that, and the unveiling of the estate's swimming pool, and they've got that big poolside party coming up in August 4th, but as he said, it's sold out. On this edition of our Travel Michigan Update,